Hey everybody. Hi, Naman. Hey guys.
Can you hear me?
Oh, John, I'm requesting you to add as a speaker. Can you accept it? Oh, hey Sheena, hey Naman, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Oh, great, great to have you here. Waiting for John to join and we can start then. Okay, we have Peter from Polkadot here too. Great to have you, Peter. Okay, till John joins, I will start so we can have him too. I know I see the node ups as in speaker. Great, great. Everyone, welcome to today's space. And as you know on the title, today we have amazing guests from Node Ups Project. We are speaking around powering Polkadot with decentralized compute. And I'm Sefi from Magenta Labs and will be your host today. Big thanks to everyone tuning in. And as you know, over the next hour, we will be exploring how decentralized compute is evolving and how NodeApps is building in this space and what this means to the Polkadot ecosystem. And that. Okay, to start things, let's know our guest better. Naman, I see you're connecting. If you have asked, I'd like to start with you, but if you are not available, we can start with Sheena. Okay, Naman, I see you are now live. Could you give us a quick intro and share yourself, your role on NodeApps? Thank you. Oh, I think you have maybe network issue. So Sheena, let's start with you.
Oh, sure. Hi, everyone. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon for all the folks who have joined from different parts of the globe. Excited to be at this AMA. So, quick introduction. My name is Sheena, and joined with me is Naman, who is the co-founder and CEO of NodeOps. So, basically, the brain behind the NodeOps. He's the one who has visioned and envisaged what he wants to bring in on the table for improvising, for helping out the builders out there in the space. So yeah, while we'll be discussing on this AMA, we'll be more than happy to explain what NodeOps is about, what are our core values, and what are our offerings. Quick introduction, I have been a core contributor to NodeOps from day one, and my key focus area at the project is taking care of legal and investor relationships with an overall inputs when it comes to marketing, BD side. Yeah, so kind of putting my head in almost anything and everything. So that's me. Yeah, happy to drive this along the course of the AMA now.
Oh, great, great. And I see that maybe Naman is it's not working and maybe Eric is
Can
joining.
you hear me now?
Oh yeah, we can hear you now. Great, great. I wanted to invite Eric
Oh,
to come
God.
up, so we have you now. Let's start and let's go with you. Okay, let's introduce
Yeah.
yourself and share a bit more about NodeApps, what do you do, and maybe an LE5 around what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Just bear with me with this weird network issue that we're facing. If by any chance I get dropped off, I would just request Eric and Sheena to still continue. But thanks for having us here. Excited to talk about what we do at NodeOps as well, and looking forward to a strong relationship with the Polkadot ecosystem as well. At a very high level, at NodeOps, we're building the compute backbone for Web3. Think of us as not just focused towards providing a simplified cloud service, but making it super easy for builders to tap into real consumer-facing products and providing infrastructure for it. And like a quick ELI5 for it would be, if you imagine Web3 to be kind of a city then NodeOps becomes the power grid of the city overall, and we make sure that developers have everything it takes to keep the city up and running, starting from reliable compute and plugging it into their products and whatever consumer facing applications that they're building. We've been in this industry for more than 3 years now, been cash flow positive, close to 4.2 mil revenue right now. We are one of the top 5 DeepIn projects out there that have been generating revenue, and very soon going to introduce some more functionalities to our cloud that would simplify a lot of things for day-to-day consumer-facing products as well. And yeah, we're going to build the marketplace for builders to access and monetize this infrastructure. So quickly highlighting that we are not here to sell compute, or we're not here to just be, spinning up your own notes and simplified fashion and then forgetting after that. We're taking it a step ahead to build the builder focused marketplace to access and monetize the infrastructure.
Oh, amazing. And we will get more deeper in the items that you shared. I have lots of questions about you, but before that, let's have a talk with John. John is the head of BD on Magenta Labs. John, can you share a bit more about yourself and the vision of Magenta around the DeepIn on Polkadot?
Sure, absolutely. You can hear me okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, awesome. Having some issues with my microphone. So appreciate the opportunity to kind of interface here, actually, and tell you a little more about Magenta. We were formed as a BD and growth org in the Polkadot ecosystem. And the things that we focus on generally, as you mentioned, DeepIn, but also AI, entertainment, and other kind of consumer facing use cases like music, gaming, sports. But generally speaking, areas in the industry where there's some real consumer type adoption use cases, and also ones that we would say are could be kind of Web 2 to Web 3 bridges. And DeepIn is a really strong one here, obviously. I think of it as like the analog for Internet of Things in a way. So it's something that consumers can really understand and wrap their heads around and engage with in a way that they don't have to be like crypto native, and everybody can participate. So that's why a platform like NodeOps is such an interesting one for us, and one that we really are keen to kind of dive in and see how we can continue to grow into the ecosystem.
Okay, great. So Naman, now let's get more deep into what you offer to the projects, to the ecosystem and other things. You were mentioning about something like GPU, CPU orchestration, RPC as a service, and the builders marketplace, and you are fitting them together. And I mostly want to know what makes your approach unique compared to other DeepIn projects in this case.
As I said, we are not here to just sell compute and, creating that entire dual side marketplace to access and monetize the products becomes the core important aspect of what we are building here at NodeOps Network. When we talk about orchestration layer, you have to simply understand it in more like a coordination layer between the supply from compute front, demand from infrastructure front, and coordinating this entire life cycle with all the services that we have. What we've seen, how we differentiate ourselves is you have protocols and projects either focusing purely on the compute side, either GPUs and all the AI-related workloads associated with it, or on the other side, you have protocols that are looking to leverage the existing, centralized, AIs and LLMs and creating the wrappers on top of it and providing access to the Web3 ecosystem overall. What NodeOps is majorly focusing on with NodeOps Cloud is acting as an horizontal aggregator here. And that takes us to be like the one-stop shop for everything. And we're combining this to completely ease out the deployment that developers get on platforms like Vercel, you know, where you have a very clear openness in terms of just one click posting of whatever products you're building overall. But imagine now it to be much more incentivized and much more scalable and quicker, as well as decentralized with our NetOps network. We are now looking to make sure that we are able to create this highly incentivized marketplace for both demand and supply on our platform. So yeah, that's how we differentiate ourselves.
Oh, amazing. And you were mentioning about Vote John. How do you think the projects that are bringing to Polkadot can use this infra or leverage these options that Naman shared?
Yeah, so you know, I think look, there are a lot of ways that because I think NodeOps has a lot of different kind of offerings and can provide resources to both consumers and folks that are joining with existing knowledge in crypto and Web3. You know, I was impressed. I really started diving into NodeOps more over the weekend. Started playing with one of the modules to spin up a node for DeFi. DeFi? I was playing around with one of the modules, and it was pretty cool. Like, it's very easy, very user friendly, and that's exactly what we need in the space. You know, it's like you just kind of can go in with a few clicks, and even just limited knowledge of technical knowledge in general, be able to understand how this decentralized world works and kind of what you're what you're getting out of it. It's just pretty straightforward. So I would encourage anybody to go and take a look and give it a try. But that's really what we focus on, you know, is making sure that this kind of technology is accessible. And I think NodeOps has many different ways that both projects and consumers can engage. I'd be curious actually to know, I don't know if you get into this, Seppi, on the agenda, but I'd be curious to know kind of how the platform grew. You know, what was the primary focus for you guys at NodeOps? And then how this is all pieces together, because like I said, there are a lot of different ways that people can engage here, but what would be the entry point, and what was your entry point to growing the platform?
Yeah, that's a good question, John. So, and thanks for trying out the platform as well. We started almost, 3 years back with an intent to like provide validator as a service to some of the enterprise clients and LPs that were actively looking to tap into Cosmos ecosystem initially, where you have the entire concept of app chains and every chain having their own set of validators. And we had some partners out there who were keen to participate on day one itself with all the app chains that were launched. Once we started with it, one of the core observations was, how about we templatize it to an extent that people literally can just write in a simple format that, hey, I want to run a validator node on XYZ chain. Can you spin up a node for me? And this was, I think, 2.5 years back when there was no agentic experience via, Codex or Claude or, any of the top AI platforms that you see today. We had our playground created 2.5 years back. In form of templates where it would automatically write the code. You can try the code right there and deploy it right there as well. But during those days, we used to leverage, decentralized cloud providers, of course, for better performance, reliability, and quicker setup overall. And very soon we observed that, being in Web3, one of the core aspects would be, how about we also bring in the compute supply side as well, where we have reliable compute providers that can just come on the platform and easily contribute their compute and in exchange get incentivized overall. And that's where NodeOps network was initiated and introduced to the community, where you know anyone can come in and contribute to NodeOps network by providing compute. And on the other side, we had user-facing interfaces that could literally let you deploy any form of templates. We started with Notes, where if you want to run any form of Notes, you could even use our Telegram bot today that can set up your node deployment within seconds. And later on, we eventually moved towards introducing more AI workloads, more templates that are like majorly focused towards end consumers and their demand and whatever they're looking for. And yeah, that's how today the marketplace is evolving rapidly. And yeah, we're not stopping here. Definitely going to be introducing the entire AI powered templates as well on the platform, so that the entire AI and GPU demand that exists right now, we are able to capitalize on it and provide the best in class experience with the most cost effective solution out there. So that's been the journey so far.
Oh, amazing. And John, if you don't have any other question on these specific topics, and thanks for you earlier from the agenda.
I was just gonna say my mic was, I had to, my mic's being weird. It's switching between my phone and my computer. Anyway, I was just gonna say, I think that's exactly, it's 100% like the ethos that we see and that I feel is most important in crypto in general, is like connecting supply and demand, cutting out the middleman, making technology super accessible and beneficial to consumers, because there's playing around with this with the platform. I mean, it's very, very accessible, very easy, and again, you're connecting supply and demand. I think when we see that, it's like it's a perfect use case and just what we want to see. So kudos to you guys for what you built so far.
Yeah, that's so bullish and a great overview, by the way. And I think now let's bring it closer to Polkadot. And why did you decide to join the Polkadot ecosystem? And as everybody knows, because most of the listeners are from the Polkadot eco, Polkadot is positioning itself as the most resilient network and the most scalable infra by nature of its design. So I know you guys on NodeOps are also targeting scalability. So how does it align with Polkadot? And share a bit more about the vision around the Polkadot, about the scalability and so far.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, as you mentioned, having a shared vision towards creating this reliable, scalable infrastructure, I know everyone is trying to do it, but it's great to have partners who are also looking to onboard more developers and, more adoption overall as well. So our focus always being builder first and product first. I think Polkadot developer ecosystem have always been strong overall. And what we eventually want is for these developers to use NodeOps Cloud to access compute without worrying about capital expenditures. And we're going to set up some incentives as well for them and scale their app without worrying about any sort of headaches that they have to manage in terms of automation of their product deployments. And running a node being one of the simplest use case here, we would definitely want to see how we can provide more and more node support as well across the board to Polkadot developer ecosystem, be it in form of RPCs, snapshots, whatever services they need within our product verticals as well. So that's going to be the scope initially that we're going to focus on with this partnership.
Oh, great. And you were mentioning about giving access to the devs and other things. Can you share a bit more about it? Because I like to more know the value you bring to developers, and rather than the infra and the quality of the service that you are providing, a more bit about the features or on the financial side or the things that you can offer them to be more incentivized, as you mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely. So NetOps Cloud, as every typical cloud, also has got credits program in place. But the difference here is that, you know, all the developers can not just build and host it on private, but also get them monetized by listing on the marketplace as well. And once they do that, you know, we have our own order management system that has inbuilt revenue share logic as well. Of course, you know, that is going to go live very soon, which would eventually help them to monetize and get fair part of revenue share for every deployment that happens via, you know, our marketplace overall. So that's going to be an exciting one. And we're going to be providing some initial credits for developers so that they can try out and test the platform for free. And yeah, leverage the infra initially to just test how it works. If they like it, we can help them scale their apps quickly.
Cool. Okay, John, what do you think about these cool suggestions?
Yeah. I have another question. So you know, you're kind of gearing this a lot towards. You mentioned the access to this decentralized compute. Do you see, you know, and we talked about the interface and the ability for consumers to kind of use the platform. Do you see a use case or kind of a need moving more towards like B2B or like, you know, more in industry, I guess maybe enterprise type use cases? How do you look at that space?
Yeah, that's a good question. And, you know, with NetOps Cloud, the vision is exactly to make sure that, you know, whenever we are working with developers as well, we can potentially do some, you know, integrations with our B2B partners as well, where, you know, whatever services they are catering towards, we are able to containerize it and offer it on our cloud as well. And yeah, we're actively working with some of the great partners from infra side who are providing like roll up as a service, or, you know, running like developer initiatives overall, where you definitely need quickest and the easiest way to automate the entire deployment lifecycle without vendor lock-ins and all. Just host, consume, and forget. And yeah, we're working with that model with some partners as well right now. So I would be very keen to see, you know, the type of traction that we can get from Polkadot ecosystem as well via this approach right now. So with this, the entire, you know, scope boils down to, okay, if we have some more B2B partners, how are we able to leverage them, integrate with them end to end, and thoroughly work upon monetizing these initial B2B partners as well. So yeah, that's going to be the game plan.
Yeah, and I know you did some, I know you've done some hackathons in the past and things like that to, you know, to build out some of the ecosystem. I think we'd love to kind of collaborate on that stuff as well, because, you know, being very specific about like a kind of call for builders, I think is really important for when it comes to hackathons. Instead of just asking to build something, like get specific about what we can build. So what's the next, I mean, when is the next kind of hackathon you might have, or what's your plan to continue to build out like the dashboard and the functionality there when it comes to hackathons and calling for builders?
So we're planning to have, you know, to be running this proof of build series right now, which, yeah, the next stop for us is going to be Korea Blockchain Week. So we're going to host one of the events there as well. And after that, Token 2049 Singapore. And after that, we're going to partner with one of the largest, you know, hackathon platforms out there to, yeah, deploy and build anything on NetOps Cloud. So that's also work in progress. By the way, dashboards and platform is already live for a while now. And right now, we're just adding more functionalities to make it, yeah, seamless enough for anyone to participate. So yeah, that's a quick rundown.
Yeah, maybe more specifically, like how do you, what are you thinking about the topics when it comes to those build outs? I guess, are there areas that I mentioned the DeFi Copilot, which I connected to and started to use, like, but are there any specific types of applications that you're keen to build out?
Yes. So, you know, we're currently getting a lot of applications towards Build on NodeOps campaign overall from grant perspective as well. Some of the interesting use cases that we're definitely keen to see how it turns out to be is like AI-powered analytics and AI-powered toolings that can be hosted, simulated on NodeOps Cloud end-to-end. So imagine one such use case being a simple, wallet portfolio tracker or dashboard overall that lets you just list the wallet address and you get to create like a portfolio of all the addresses together and do the entire insights and analytics on it and bundle it all together. This is one. Second is, of course, imagine that you have like an AI interface to generate meme content overall. Again, from SocialFi perspective would be an interesting use case as well. We had one submission that was proposing to have an entire exchange been built on cloud as well. So that brings in a good amount of user waste and test out the platform to the fullest. So we're currently working with them, doing some beta testing initially, making sure that we're able to cater to whatever demand they would be anticipating overall and then move it from there. So that's been like the core focus so far.
Super cool. Seppi, I'm just going to keep running with questions if you, unless you have it.
Yeah, I just can add something to add some value to this topic that you shared with me exactly before the space, the token event, the side event that you are going to take, and it's more targeting the builders. So I can share it with the listeners. I can post about it. So anybody, if have questions, I will give you some more data about this event later if you want to join. And if you're a builder, it's great to show up there. And Magenta will be there too. And yeah, so that's it, John.
So I guess that's great. I love the roadmap or the, and the way that you're approaching builders in the space, everything like that. I wanted to going back to Polkadot just for a quick second. Is there, I know we talked about kind of the scalability and the ecosystem and all that kind of stuff, but how do you think about, when it comes to the mechanics of or the operations of having in the way that, for example, fees are paid and like the abstraction that's possible in Polkadot, how do you see that coming into play with your with the plans and with the plans to expand and scale? Like, it does the level of predictability and add to or make thing, how does that, I guess this is kind of a leading question, and by the way, we didn't prepare these, so it seems like it's pre-planned questions, but they're just not. I'm just kind of riffing on what we're where this is going, but maybe you can talk a little bit about that, the predictability and the abstraction on Polkadot and how you see that kind of coming into play with your roadmap.
Yeah, sure. When it comes to the toolings that we're building right now and the entire architecture, the way NodeOps Cloud is designed, you would see that we've made it like highly modular enough to make it compatible with any form of architecture out there. And that's how cloud should be. It should not be focused on being just like EVM compatible or XYZ compatible. Like, it's going to be more focused towards, supporting what builders really need from the product's point of view. And that's the middleware layer that we are always going to focus on and abstracting away those complexities. So we have the entire containerized pipelines in the backend from infrastructure point of view. Like, this automates end-to-end deployment lifecycle, and that's always going to be the goal, to making sure that any developer that comes on board, they have predefined templates that they can just pick up, build, host, deploy, and scale it from there.
Yeah, and you don't, I mean, as I was like setting things up, it seemed it was super easy to, from a, I guess from the getting started perspective, I didn't have to worry about, I could connect my wallet, I could pay that way, I could pay with a credit card, I can, I don't have to be too worried about what token I have in my wallet or what I'm, I guess ultimately, depending on what the module is, it that might vary. But just to get started, it was like super, it seemed super easy and agnostic to the, to my background. As long as I have a wallet and I can find some way of paying for something, it's like it was pretty easy to get going. So it's a good, great experience to get started. So again, great work there.
Cool. Okay. I think we covered a lot about what you offer and how you're aligned with Polkadot. Now, I think it's great to zooming out a bit and speak more about the DPIN and decentralized compute space. All of us know it's moving so fast. And I like to know your vision and your insights about the current states of this industry, and what trend are you most excited about it right now as one of the leaders in this industry?
Well, I think one definite trend that we are closely watching overall is use cases around AI. We've seen massive progress within the space overall, and with agents coming in, and I'm not talking about, those token related agents as all. I'm talking purely from consumable, usable agents by developers altogether, and how it can be brought into existence for Web3 ecosystem overall. It's one trend that we're definitely looking at, and the next one being the accessibility of GPUs and onboarding of it, and creating like a truly secured containerized infra. What we've observed lately is, yes, people do have access to compute from decentralized front, but it would always be at the cost of either having potential loss or unsecured infrastructure for managing your keys and all. And we're seeing some interesting solutions towards it. That's definitely going to help the entire decentralized compute ecosystem as well. So I'm particularly keen towards it. Beyond that, we've seen like huge adoption so far towards customers keen to use like private nodes and RPC setup for their wallets or for their use case, where they don't get MEV, they don't get botted, or they don't have to like think about upgrading it and all. So like the reason why we introduced a Telegram bot was, imagine that tomorrow if you want to access and create a new RPC endpoint and integrate it with your dApps, you don't have to go to dashboards and create again. You can just simply use the commands on the bot and automate it end-to-end to be integrated in your dApps. And that all works with agents overall. So that's something that we are excited as well, and definitely going to double down on.
Okay, and are you providing any MCP or other things that devs can use it and build on top of it, or it's a different framework?
We are currently exploring that. we have not yet launched, but yes, we're currently experimenting on it right now.
Okay, cool, great. And one of the other trending items on DPIN that I see recently, and I think there are some also approaches on Polkadot that are using this, and it can be useful for the Polkadot, is the approach for taking an edge on computing through light nodes running on mobile phones and other things. Do you have anything on your roadmap for using this the potential power of this mobiles and others to be an infra under deep in industry?
Or I don't think that's I have a very contradictory opinion on it. I don't think you should have these light nodes or any form of such nodes just on an unreliable compute. And the reason why we created Node as a service platform called Console was to make sure that even if you want to access it via mobile, and even if you want to access it in a simplistic manner via Telegram, you should definitely use reliable compute. And that's the reason why people generally use NodeOps as a platform to deploy nodes, because we maintain 99.9% uptime there. What would happen if, you know, the phone gets damaged and suddenly turns off? You know, the node is never going to be active in those cases. So I'm truly against bringing this very low component, unreliable compute and call them as like decentralized network. That's not how it should work. What are you eventually going to run on it? Our goal must be to make sure that we have a reliable, distributed and decentralized set of compute that can power as simple as running a light node to as complicated as, you know, running AI LLMs as well, if needed. You know, so that's my take. People generally hate it when I say this, but I personally favor this more than anything right now.
It's somehow a bit rational. I can understand your point completely. It makes sense. I think those that use the light nodes and use the mobile are doing it as another perspective. They don't need the reliability, but they want the accessibility to be on top, and they try to keep the time up with different approaches. But I completely got what you're mentioning. John, do you have any take on the light nodes? Because I know we are dealing with some projects on Polkadot that are using this approach. But
yeah, no, I mean, look, that's a great great point. I hadn't I think at this point everybody has and should have an opinion on what direction things should go and what works and what doesn't. I think we're still early enough that it's good to try different things and kind of whatever drives adoption, whether it's on the supplier demand side. I mean, obviously we're looking more for consumer demand and just demand in general. But anything that, those are good points. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball to be able to tell if that's the right approach or not, but I it's a good thought. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I agree totally. And before I go to ask some final questions around your roadmap and other things that you have in mind, I like to have some thoughts about around Sheena. Sheena, what do you think about the ecosystem around, from your side and your view? You are dealing with people's more, I think, and also on the regular side. So any tips, any hints for the devs that are building on the regulation and other things that you can add value on top of the things that Naman shared?
Oh, sure. Why not? So yes, of course, it's quite enlightening to see that how the entire Web3 industry is getting more recognition. And I think whenever there is an uptrend, it's always essential that all the angles work together. And getting like a regulatory framework around it just simplifies lives, right? It just makes more easier. More gray patches are fulfilled with that. And if you look at it, whenever there has been a regulatory backing, things have always proven to be better, more seamless and more smooth. So I think with that, it does make a lot of sense. But while we also say, this aspect about the regulatory framework coming, I also strongly believe that in the sectors that we guys are offering our services, it's already very well bound by proper, legal framework. So I think we are in any case in a very, very good spot. And really, you know, would be great to see that how there is more clarity in terms of, you know, if there are some specific licenses or some specific audits which are purely for the sector are also introduced, which are a little more simpler. I think that would be quite exciting.
Oh, great. Okay. And now, before we wrap, I like to have know more about your roadmap, and mostly around your roadmap on the tech side, and then roadmap for the devs on the community. So if you can go through it step by step, what should we anticipate to see on the next year from your project?
Well, all I would say is more products coming out, which are catering to developers overall. NodeOps Cloud is going to get a huge upgrade in coming days. That's going to simplify access to the compute from our end. That's definitely one thing that I'm particularly excited about. And we'll also be introducing some more, you know, I would say yield strategies for our token holders as well. You know, that's exciting from community front. From ecosystem side, yes, more apps, more projects collaborating with us to build on NodeOps. So that's going to be the game plan overall.
Okay. And also, you spoke about the hackathons and other things that you have. So I love to get more data so I can share it with the community too, because I believe lots of the listeners that come to Magenta is builders. And it would be great that you can share more stuff that is good to, for the builders to know about it. And that's it, John. For the final, what are your thoughts? Do you have anything before we wrap up?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to take the final, but I'll let them take it. But no, I think, like I said, I think the connecting kind of supply and demand directly, being able to abstract so much of the crypto side of things, DePIN and real world, like these kind of, the Web3 crypto native use cases are great for us, but being able to bring, open up the tent and bring more people into the community, I think is really what Polkadot is. We're focusing on, Magenta Labs and what Polkadot is all about and what it should be about. So kudos to you guys for building out something that's so usable and is doing all this, it's connecting supply and demand so seamlessly, and like the vision you have for how DePIN is facilitating, these DePIN type concepts are facilitating that. So good stuff. I'm really excited to see where things go.
Yeah, I'm also bullish on what we are going to do together. Okay, and Naman, Sheena, what are your last thoughts? Anything before we end up this space?
I think, yeah, I'll let Sheena and Eric take that up. I think I've spoken a lot. So over to you guys.
Oh, yeah, sure. I think it would be great to wrap up this AMA with leaving some strong community-focused thoughts for the Polkadot community. So I think, Naman has already mentioned, so it would be great to reiterate that we believe that infra is the foundation of everything in Web3. You're launching a deep app, you're building something. So yes, that remains as a very strong base foundation. And, combining it with Polkadot's design for, having a strong ecosystem base, I think we are building the right rails that probably might look pretty much invisible, but I think pretty much they are irreplaceable. And that is where the scaling can take place. So just the beginning. And we are very super excited to get response feedbacks from the Polkadot community and excited to be a part of this.
Great, amazing. And Eric, we didn't heard anything about you, please.
Eric is still the listener, so I think you'll have to grant
him. I thought the NodeOps account is
No. I'll speak through the official handle. I'll take to. Hey, team. So Eric here. I'm the social media manager here at NodeOps. Rarely happens that I get to just sit quiet and hear some of the team members actually take the lead. And yeah, amazing. It's couldn't be more bullish about this collaboration and partnership, of course, and to sort of amplify, I would say, and elevate the infrastructure opportunities for Polkadot projects and builders. As Nama correctly mentioned, there is a focus going forward from product releases from our perspective on builders. The cloud will be getting a new fresh look, so just do keep an eye out on official announcements in the next few days coming from the Build on NodeOps handle. And I think this is also relevant for the listeners as well, who are building cool stuff on the Polkadot as part of the Polkadot ecosystem. And in the next few weeks, we're also going to be on the road. Next two steps are in the APAC region, both for Korean Blockchain Week and for Token 24/9. We're going to be holding side events during both those big conferences. So yeah, I mean, just follow our socials. All the relevant details will be shared there. But if you are going to be attending in real life, members of the team will be there. So it'd be great to connect. And yeah, as always, just follow us and keep an eye out on upcoming plans also with regards to Polkadot. And yeah, of course, thanks guys for having us. It's amazing.
Oh, great. It was a pleasure having you. The conversation was really good. We highlighted how this decentralized compute and Polkadot can fit together. And yeah, we will update the community on the post and other things around the events. So first of all, I want to thank Ivan that joined from Polkadot here. Thanks. And thanks to all the listeners that was here, and also the NodeOps team, John. It was great to having all of you here. And if there are nothing more, I can say goodbye.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, team. Have a great day.
Thank you. Great. Have you all. Bye-bye.